Obeying brings happiness. The law of God is simple and easily understood. There are men who proudly boast that they believe only what they can understand, forgetting that there are mysteries in human life and in the manifestation of God's power in the works of nature, mysteries which the deepest philosophy, the most extensive research, is powerless to explain. But there is no mystery in the law of God. All can comprehend the great truths which it embodies. The feeblest intellect can grasp these rules, the most ignorant can regulate the life, and form the character after the divine standard. If the children of men would, to the best of their ability, obey this law, they would gain strength of mind and power of discernment to comprehend still more of God's purposes and plans. And this advancement would be continued, not only during the present life, but during eternal ages, for however far we may advance in the knowledge of God's wisdom and power, there is always an infinity beyond. The divine law requires us to love God supremely and our neighbor as ourselves. Without the exercise of this love, the highest profession of faith is mere hypocrisy. Obedience to the law is essential, not only to our salvation, but to our own happiness and the happiness of all with whom we are connected. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them, says the inspired word. Yet finite man will present to the people this holy, just, and good law, this law of liberty, which the Creator himself has adapted to the wants of man, as a yoke of bondage, a yoke which no man can bear. But it is the sinner who regards the law as a grievous yoke, it is the transgressor that can see no beauty in its precepts. For the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.